showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh. Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
Well, good evening. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio, 93.5, Lante, Derek Piper, no Jay Layman. That's done. It's Halloween! Is the Cade Man getting dressed up to go out Halloween trick-or-treating? Because really, selfishly, this one's for you. You're just showing him off so that you and Haley have candy for the next 6 months.
He's not actually going to go trick-or-treating. He's going to stop by each of the grandparents.
Ah, so that's perfect.
A couple of houses, that he'll stop by, visit for a while. And
your brother maybe and stuff.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, just imagine like your grandparents all day are like, oh, Cade's coming. I mean, think about how exciting that is for them. The entire day, they're like, oh, are you going to dress him up?
Yeah. Okay. He's going to be Abu from Aladdin. He's got a little monkey suit. I'm supposed to be Aladdin.
I got to see a picture of this.
And then Haley's Jasmine. So that'll be fun.
Okay. I got to admit, I never got in the dress up with the boys. I just never did. I guess that shows you what kind of father I was. Get out of the truck. Go knock on the door. Get the candy and come back. Hurry. There's a game on tonight. No, I wasn't that.
You don't think I'm not thrilled to wear that little, tiny little red hat on top of my head?
I got to get a picture. I got to see a picture. You got to put one out on Twitter.
I should.
Oh, you have to.
I might have to take like a white marker and write a P on it for the Phillies. World Series game tonight.
I saw one today or yesterday or this weekend. It was a league of their own. So it was a dad dressed in like a league of their own jersey, and he's drinking a beer. And then he's got his three kids. There's three daughters. They're all just beautiful, cute girls. And they're all like, you know, like what, 8, 5, and 3. And they all have the little dresses of the League of Their Own. It was really cute. It's one of those where it's like, ah, that guy nailed it. Probably his wife thought of that. You know, and he's like, what am I doing? She's like, just put it on.
Yep.
You can have a beer if you do. Okay, I'll do that. All right, a lot to talk about. I mean, we have so much. We haven't even talked about the scrimmage with Illinois basketball. So obviously we want to get more into Illinois football here. I want to talk to you about what you thought of the Nebraska win on the road. I know we were both, I'm not going to put you out on an island here. We were both a little nervous. I think a lot of people were a little nervous going into Lincoln. But real quick on the basketball front, what did you see? What did you think? I mean, I've seen the highlights.
You're right. When they went down 8-2 immediately, and it was like a two-possession game, 8 minutes, 10 minutes in, and it was ugly for the most part.
It was.
Especially the first half. The first half was really ugly. Turnovers were an issue. Three-point shooting, they didn't make a three for the first 17 minutes of the game. They started 0-for-10, then Coleman finally knocked one down. And they got going a little bit there in the second half, and Quincy, their lack of athleticism, certainly played against them, and Illinois started to play a little bit better, but to no one's surprise, it was, and this is not necessarily uncommon around the country. Louisville just lost to a D2 team in an exhibition game.
Yeah, I saw that.
And some teams just aren't clicking right now, which is fine. I think in terms of the oppressive side, Coleman had a double-double, played well. He had a couple of turnovers, a couple of inbounds violations that really got Brad going there.
Oh, which, I bet.
You can imagine.
I can only imagine.
RJ played well.
Yep.
So to have two returners, there's been so much talk about the newcomers for very good reason. Two high-profile transfers in Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, stellar recruiting class, top 10 in the country. But the two guys outside of, you know, Luke coming back that were rotational pieces last year, they showed up. They were good. I think that if they can be consistent and reliable early.
Yeah.
Because it might even take, while we talk about the freshman, it might even take a guy like Matthew Meyer a little while to click in just with so many new guys and just it being a new situation and new scenery for him. So that was good to see. Sky Clark did some good things. Man, he's fun to watch.
He's smooth, isn't he?
Super smooth.
He just does little things that like it's a simple bounce pass, but the way he does it and where he throws it, you're just like, yeah, he's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Smooth stroke, too.
Yeah.
Went 2 for 8 from three, but you could tell
yeah.
that he's definitely got a good-looking jump shot. And I've been very curious to see. Now, he's going to have to be able to show the blow-by ability against guys that aren't playing D2, but to see some of that burst back, get into the rim a few times, that was great to see out of him as well. Ty Rogers struggled with some foul trouble, a couple of turnovers, but this is going to be a recurring theme. Ty checks in, which he was the first one off the bench, sixth man type of role. Ty checks in, immediately makes an impact. Immediately grabs a rebound, pushes in transition, hits Coleman for a layup. Like, it's fun to see someone at 6'6 be able to handle it so effortlessly and make so many different kinds of plays. He looks the part, as you say.
Right.
Same with Sky. Jaden's going to have to be a little bit more efficient. Sincere did some good things defensively.
But yeah, Andrew loved his game.
Yeah.
He's really bouncy.
He is very bouncy.
Yeah.
He looks like a stretched out version of Trent Frazier. Like
I can see that.
He got the headband.
Yeah.
He's got the number one jersey. And then
wow, that's awesome.
You just like stretch Trent's arms a little bit. Stretch his legs a little bit.
Can he
now
shoot the three
all of
that
a sudden
well?
He's 6'4". Now that's one of the big differences. Is one, like, Sincere's got a little bit more bounce, and
that's awesome.
Trent obviously had the jumper. But all in all, I think that there's a lot to work on. And Brad is happy that he's got a week to get ready for the ones that count. And we'll see. This is a work in progress, a team that's going to have to prove early on that it can click well enough. And I think offensively is still where there's a lot to work on.
I saw on Twitter that Trent's doing some things, man. He's having some good stuff
rolling.
He's been
on fire recently.
It sounds like it. It was fun to watch the video. The one thing that I noticed real quick, and this is, look, I'm not going to take an exhibition game and turn it into, oh, I'm really worried about this. Not yet, but it is amazing the last 2 or 3 years where you had grown men on your team, right? Obviously, you don't get any bigger than Kofi, but even Trent, DeMonte, some of those guys, a plumber. I mean, you just tell, right? They're 22 years old. And then to see kind of the fresh faces, the skinny bodies of this team, and you immediately start to think, okay, Big Ten, do you worry about a little bit of the physical presence? But, you know, that may be why the Big Ten hasn't won a national title since 2000. So maybe it's the fact that I like the skinniness a little bit more. I mean, obviously, they're not skinny. They're all pretty built. Dane is obviously built. But I like that. I like the ability to get rebounds and go. And that's one thing that on the highlights you were seeing a lot of is Coleman grabbing a rebound and firing it ahead, and this team was off and running.
They played extremely fast.
That's awesome.
And just to see we've heard a ton about how we're going to, you know, Illinois is going to play different this year, the style changes.
Right.
You started to conceptualize it in your mind for months. We've had a chance to do that. But then to actually see it on the floor where, oh, wait, they're going to full court press literally the whole game, which is crazy. Now, they weren't just trying to go full press Virginia on them. Bob Huggins, like, we're selling out for turnovers. We're trying to turn you over 20, 25 times in a game.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Illinois had been working on the press the press since the summer, and you could not tell at all.
Oh.
But this is still just being disruptive.
Yeah.
And also trying to get the ball out of the point guard's hands, make him work. And so to see them press, to see them switch everything defensively, literally 1 through 5 to start the game, and then to play a lot of 5-out where Coleman's playing on the perimeter and the lane is wide open. And I wrote after the game, I was like, the lane when Kofi was here
weird.
It was like Blockbuster in the 90s. Like, it was just the place to be. It was happening. There was so much going on. And now it's an empty lane. You don't want to get there. Like,
yeah.
You want guys that will drive it. You want cutting. But it stresses the defense to really stretch it out to the perimeter. Now, Illinois is going to have to shoot the three.
Yes.
To really make defenses not cheat driving lanes.
Right.
And really feel like they have to cover 5 guys in the perimeter. But I, to your point about grown men, definitely as far as rebounding, and Brad was frustrated some of the offensive rebounds they gave up. Not to say they won't be able to figure that out, but that's one thing to address. And number two, it was kind of jarring to see so many. No, wait, you're supposed to be there. Oh, wait, you don't go over. You never go under that ball screen. Just some freshman mistakes where Illinois has been able to mix in.
Yes.
And Andre Curbelo mix in RJ Melendez for a few minutes. Now you just have so many newcomers playing to where there's more to coach, more to learn, more for Brad to probably say, okay, I got to live with some of this. But I'm sure that was a long extended film session when they ran it back.
On Saturday. What coach yells the most out? I don't mean yells in a bad way, but like what coach this season is sitting there going, now, over here. Is it Jeff? Is he going to be the guy every time down the court? Is it going to be Chester? Tim? Or is it just Brad?
Tim was the most vocal this past game
against
Quincy, but of the assistants, I should say. Brad.
He may have had the scout too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Brad, I think, will have the most volume over the course of his season, although there was one point, and we've seen this before, where he gets so mad that he just stops saying stuff.
Oh,
he just sits down. He's the last guy into that huddle. Like, he takes his time to get into a huddle. You know when that's the case, that's usually not a good sign as a player.
He's mad at us.
But, again, it's super early in the season, but on the same at the same time, there's less than 3 weeks until you're playing UCLA. So, a lot to get to piece together here in the weeks to come.
Season opener next Monday. If I'm correct, the next three games are 8 p.m. games. We may try to get Marty Simmons on from Eastern Illinois, maybe try to get him on this week and see what he says about his Panthers. Obviously, I don't think anybody, even though we have lost one in a row to Eastern, I don't think anybody's expecting the Panthers to come up and win this game, but certainly a cool start for Eastern. And I know as a guy that went to, well, they always call them like directional schools, right? When I was at Southern, I would have loved to have played Illinois. What the heck? And we did in football a couple of times. It's like, let's have some fun. We know, I mean, and again, it's the perfect, you know, we got nothing to lose here. They're supposed to beat us. And if for some reason we would do something amazing, then you're going to talk about that the rest of your life, right? I mean, as a fan. So that's kind of the cool stuff with that. All right, so basketball, we got that covered. We're going to hear a little bit from Brett Bielema today. Met with the media today. We'll hear a little bit of that. What do you, I mean, Derek? This is becoming there. When Isaiah Williams fumbled the ball and just dropped the ball.
Yep.
And everybody in our group was like, "Oh, you know, like what's he doing?" You know, and then not mad at Isaiah. I mean, they realize that he's not throwing the ball around trying to fumble it. And I remember looking. I don't know if it was Drew or one of my buddies, and I'm like, you know what? I trust our defense here. They're not scoring. They're not getting six or seven. They may get three. That's it. And you know what? We ended up intercepting the ball, I think. I think Sidney intercepted the ball then, his second interception of the game on that thing. But, Derek, this defense, I know the offense is good. I mean, I always feel like wherever direction we go, we're going to not give the other unit enough pub, but this defense is disgustingly good.
They really are. And I know that we spent a lot of time targeting Trey Palmer, who was actually targeted more on this show than he was in the game on Saturday.
One catch
on one target for 1 yard.
Yeah. I think he had six targets, right?
Did he have six?
I think he had six.
Oh, maybe I misread that.
I'm sorry. No, I think he had six targets, one catch for 1 yard.
Okay. I saw long. His long reception was one. My fault. Six targets. Good call. Thank you for the correction.
No, that's all right. You did a long. What does it feel like to be me?
Feels good.
Yeah, right. But no, you're right. But, I mean, he was zero.
He was a non-factor.
Non-factor.
And to take out a guy that's that explosive, that talented, says a lot about this defense. And just to step up in some key moments of – talked about the end of the first half.
Yeah.
They come up with a big interception that gave the offense a short field. The offense was sputtering, had four straight punts. Then Chase Brown only needs 12 yards to get in the end zone. He does that. And then credit to the offense, after another stop, they are able to go on a long drive, 70-plus yards.
That's awesome.
Hit Chase on that wheel route for a touchdown. Now, I do think if Casey Thompson, who did throw two interceptions, he likes to do that in Big Ten games.
He does.
Because he's done that, I think, four out of five now, Big Ten games that he's played for Nebraska. If he wasn't out, that could have been a different story. I'm not saying
probably Illinois changes Palmer a little bit too.
Yeah, I would imagine.
You would think.
Maybe they finally get him going a little bit, but I don't want to throw that out there as to say, oh,
right,
are you saying
right.
Nebraska would have won that game? No, but it was 20-9. Isaiah fumbles deep in your own territory, and the backup quarterback throws it right to Sidney Brown, which was a huge play. I'm not taking anything away from Sidney, but had Nebraska gotten the end zone there, made it 20-16, then all of a sudden it's a different circumstance and a different ball game. But once again, credit to the defense. And I'm just amazed by the consistency. It's hard to do
good
that.
Call.
It's hard to do that in college football. It's hard to do that in general. Like we talk about the NFL, and it's always like, oh, that was a weird one. That game where that team was supposed to win and they didn't, that's weird. That doesn't make sense, but
right.
We kind of just accept it of, oh, things are going to turn at some point. And
exactly.
For Illinois, not to even knock Illinois or not even to go, oh, so Illinois, it's like doing that week after week after week and not just having something go wrong or you don't show up for this reason, it's impressive that we haven't seen that.
It's incredible. And to think that you've got Michigan State coming in, which is they're 16.5-point favorites, Illinois is. And, you know, I know that we mentioned that. I believe it's Purdue hosting Iowa. And, again, it's not that I don't want to be here when Illinois beats Purdue and clinches it outright on the Big Ten West. But, you know, just think what next week's going to be with a 2:30 start against Michigan State. I don't know what time Purdue-Iowa game is. Maybe, let's say 11. You might know at kickoff if Iowa, for some reason, has pulled the upset and knocked off Purdue, and now you're sitting in the stands at 2:30 at Memorial Stadium next Saturday, or this coming Saturday, sitting there saying, hey, if we win this, we've wrapped up a trip to Indianapolis.
It is an 11 a.m. start.
There you go.
West Lafayette.
So you got something to watch at tailgate and then head in. It'll be third quarter, maybe late third quarter when the Illinois game starts. So you'll have a pretty good idea, at least, of where that's going. I don't expect Purdue to lose to Iowa. And I think it is at Purdue. So I don't expect that. But that Iowa defense will keep, you know, that team in the game. So we'll see what happens. And, like Jason said earlier on the U of I line of the text line, just the quicker it is, that's fine. If there's not much drama to the Purdue-Illinois game here, I'm going to be fine. But the drama will be to just keep going. Just keep going. Keep the momentum going. Keep the ranking. You've moved up, what, to 14 in the AP, 13 in the coaches poll. I mean, you've got a chance to sneak into a top 10, which hasn't happened since what? That LSU team was that, or I mean, the team that played LSU, right? In 01, the team that won the Big Ten, I think, with Kurt and Walter and Brandon and all those guys. So,
yeah, I wonder if Jay's 2006 team would have ever.
I don't think they got to 7.
I should say 2007.
Because I think what happened to them is they would always have like a weird loss.
Yep. And see, to that point.
Yeah, you're right. To
for
what
as good
you've been
as
saying.
That team was.
Yep.
You go to Iowa and you lose, or you're at home and you fumble a punt against Michigan and you lose that game.
It's a great point. And that's
the highest they were ever ranked was 13th.
Okay. Wow. So you're there in the coaches poll and 14th AP. I mean, this is just. This is fun. This is really, really fun. And you said it, consistency. Just knowing. Like, here's the cool thing for me as a fan. Like, showing up either to a home game or maybe going to an establishment to watch the game on when they're on the road. And the whole time, like that whole morning, I'm like, we're going to win this game. And that's not a feeling I've had very often as an Illinois football team. None of us have. But to literally wake up on Saturday, flip on College Game Day, wondering when they're going to talk about you, and then just literally sitting there going, we will win this game tonight. That's an amazing, or today or tonight, whatever. That's an amazing thing. All right, let's take a break. I want to make sure you hear a little bit from Brett Bielema. He met with the media today. We'll do that. We've talked a little Illinois basketball as well, and, of course, Illinois football. We got plenty to do this week, so plenty of time to talk some World Series. We can dive back in a little bit to the Illinois basketball side of things. I mean, it's just so cool that I can't wait for basketball, but I can. I mean, it's just.
That's fine.
I am.
I'm not offended.
No, right. And especially these early games. You know,
yeah,
you're just
I
like,
know.
Eh.
I know.
Give me football, man. Let's get it rolling. All right, we're back. 359-22. 55, if you want to weigh in, it is the drive.
Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing has what you're looking for in supplemental heating and cooling in your home, garage, or shed. The super high efficiency of a Daikin ductless mini split is great to add to those areas that just don't heat or cool the way they should. By installing a Daikin mini split, you may qualify for a $700 rebate. For more information on the Daikin mini split, call Dogtown today at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window, and we're proud to be your choice for the 2021 People's Choice Awards for the third year in a row. We want to say thank you by offering buy one, get one 50% off on all windows. And you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks. So call today or visit us at kramersiding.com. And remember, at Kramer Siding and Window, you have a friend in the business.
If you want a steak, I mean a steak, prepared the way you want it, you've got to go to Long Branch Steakhouse. Hi, it's Jay Lehman. It's been over a year since I was introduced to Donnie at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. And when I want a great steak, that's where I go. And the sides, the Brussels sprouts, the mac and cheese, and the salad with Donnie's secret frog dressing. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. There's always room for the Long Branch Steakhouse.
This is Deion Thomas, Fighting Illini men's basketball all-time leading scorer and basketball game analyst. I'd like to tell you about my endorsement of Chad Beckett for Circuit Judge. I've known Chad's family for almost 30 years. I've known him since we both attended the University of Illinois. He is a leader in our community and an experienced lawyer. Chad is a good person who I am confident will be an excellent circuit judge. Vote Chad Beckett for circuit judge. And as always, go Illini.
Paid for by Beckett for circuit judge.
Prairie Gardens has free orchids for you or your Valentine's. While they last, get a live Phalaenopsis orchid in a 5-inch ceramic pot worth every bit of $20 absolutely free when you purchase a $50 Prairie Gardens gift card. That's a free $20 orchid when you purchase a $50 PG gift card. Valentine's Day will be here before you know it. So hurry in while supplies last. Prairie Gardens, perfect Valentine's gifts. Boutique, candles, the area's largest selection of houseplants, gift cards, and free orchids.
If you're looking for a space for special events, Homegrown Restaurant is now booking. Catering events, banquets, weddings, holiday parties, taking your reservations now. Homegrown is a farm-to-table restaurant at the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois that has plenty of terrific space for that special day with incredible photo opportunities around the golf course. And they can seat up to 200 in their beautiful banquet room. So call Homegrown today. Open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. right off Route 130 and Windsor Road in Urbana. Open at 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday for brunch. For more, visit eatathomegrown.com.
The fall is a perfect time to start fresh if you want to see a brighter you. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you'll love our makeover service. Experience the power of a Merle Norman makeover today. Available now at 706 West Market View Drive. Next to Subway, Merle Norman Cosmetics. Call today to schedule your time, 217-359-8100.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
All right, D-Pipes, U of I, Illini Lake text line at 630. Good point. I was speaking too fast there, not in terms of going fast. They said Illinois doesn't clinch the West if Purdue loses this week. If Illinois were still to lose to Purdue and then Michigan, both teams would have three Big Ten losses. Purdue would have the tiebreaker, assuming Purdue takes care of Northwestern Indiana. Great call. I'm getting excited here, so I'm like, ah! But you're right, because sometimes you think, okay, well, we've beaten everybody in the West, so we're good to go. But it still does matter if you lose to Michigan. That's still a loss to where it affects your Big Ten standing. So, yeah, good call, 630. Yeah, that is my fault on that. So let's just go ahead and beat Michigan State and then beat Purdue.
Sounds like a plan.
Then we're in good shape there, right, going forward. for that. All right, I want you to hear a little bit of Brett Bielema. He met today, talked a little bit about the health of the team and also just some other things going on with this squad and just some good times, man. Good times with Illinois right now. Here's Coach Brett Bielema.
A couple medical updates. Josh McCray, I think, he was clear for the game. A lot of you asked questions. I think coming out of it, he felt good. Talked to him last night, so he'll have a full week of preparation, feel good where he's at. A couple of our tight ends, Mike Marques and Tip Ryman, both should be cleared and with us here midway through the week to get where they need to be on Saturday. So from a pure medical standpoint, should be full go on Saturday for Michigan State at 2:30. Excited about that, where they're at. It continued to see just a lot of good things coming off the field, probably here in the last 24, 48 hours between Brett and I. I've had several people from national awards. I've had a lot of guys on these award lists, right? So I've developed personal relationships with people that are involved with these and the things they're saying, the questions they're asking. To have four players up for national awards, obviously Chase for the Heisman just in the last, literally last 24 hours from ESPN and other groups that promote and organize that award, reaching out for information, footage, verbiage. It's a positive sign in the right direction. So Chase Brown for Heisman and every other award, I'd scream as loud as I can. I think he's playing at an extreme high level. And then last week at this press conference, I talked about Spoon being announced as a finalist of 12 for the Thorpe and the way he's playing against the competition he just played against to have a matchup contest, him and Quan kind of to double share against Palmer was really something to watch on Saturday, but really special to watch Sunday on film. Spoon is playing at an extreme high level. Then to have Johnny Newton continue to do what he's doing. I think this week the Benderick Award comes out I think that have that those two guys should be on that top 20 list. I hope that comes out in favor of those two guys on the same team playing at an extreme high level, and then Palcho as well to have the recognition with the starts, but also to be on the Outland Trophy watch list is really cool to have four players in that position. So our guys will continue to focus on their job. There's nothing we can do about anybody else except for the ones we have and the ones we coach. Really excited to play Michigan State, obviously a team that's had some transition this year from their season a year ago, but the games, they've been in the games here as of late, especially Michigan last week. That was a hard-fought game. I know it got a little bit skewed at the end, but two teams battling it out. Got a tremendous amount of respect for what they've done. I think the fact that, to go through the success they had last year and to have the battles that they're going through this year, I'm sure at the end here is going to get one of the toughest competitions we've had here in our stadium. So need everybody there to support us. A lot of really good players, a lot of good coaches, and excited about the opportunity for Saturday. So with that, open up for questions.
Brett, you guys have really dominated in the second halves this year, time of possession, points. What do you credit that towards?
I give a lot of credit to our strength and conditioning department. Tank and I sat down before the season, before the summer even started, and made a pretty, I think, big decision to really increase the running, the overall conditioning, speed. Our players talked about it all summer. Every time I got around them, Mr. Spoon being one in point, he's like, Coach, this is getting a little bit silly. You got to have a talk with Coach Wright. And I distinctly remember that day, and I think about the rewards of that now. Tank and I meet on a weekly basis. Kind of a fun day today. Actually, yesterday on Sunday, we started an eight-week conditioning phase for a development roster the summer is usually when you have your most gains. So one of the things we do in our program is we actually have two summers. The other one starts in January. It's a little bit different, right? They go through an eight-week training program before we start spring ball. But this year, because we're afforded the luxury of playing in postseason competition, we added a third summer into our calendar. So we started yesterday with an eight-week training program that takes our focus on our Devo guys on a heavy emphasis on developmental lifts on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, specifically after our two practice days on Tuesday and Wednesday, so they can really focus on physical development in the weight room. We might ask guys to add 15 pounds. We might ask guys to lose 5 pounds or 15 pounds. So I think that has a big part of it, what we did during the course of the summer, and then just the way our guys prepare and the way they take care of themselves. One of our last things when we walk out the door, we talk to them about a variety of different things, but they have to basically put the team first walking out the door. So it's the last thing we talk about when they come in the building is put the team first. It's the first thing we talk about when they leave the building. And by that, it may mean you know, that if you're a guy that's had hydration issues, you need to hydrate more during the evening and before the building, before you walk in on Tuesday morning's practice tomorrow. It may mean that you may get 2 more hours of sleep rather than 2 more hours of game, you know, video games in the evening. I think our guys are wired into what we do today. Not only affects what we do on Saturday against Michigan State, but hopefully we'll have the same effect when we play Michigan and Northwestern at the end of the year. So a huge awareness factor by our guys, I think, to take better care of themselves because they're playing well in the second half for sure.
Coach, when you get a comfortable lead, you've been able to kill the clock on the opponents. Is there a point in the game where you have that conversation with Coach Lundy and give him your guidance on maybe slowing things down a little bit and running some clock?
Well, it comes up in every game when you're ahead, right? Like, you know, I watched a game unfold Thursday night with a very good friend of mine, Dave Dorn, is the head coach at NC State, and I flipped on the game, and I believe the game might have been 21-3 or something like that at the time, and they came back and won it 22-21, and there's a saying that I preach about all the time to our players, right? More games are lost than won, and I think for me as a coach, I've learned early on in my career that there's a lot of times where games could be won, but instead they're lost from critical errors, coaching mistakes, game management. And I really think that for me, I would say, in this game in particular, after we got a 14-point lead, I felt fairly comfortable that they weren't going to get 2 scores on our defense. So we may talk, in generalities about slowing down the clock. Barry is so intent and so directional in his play calling and his management of the clock. We've seen that all year. Tommy's really become engaged with it. I did have Tommy in a meeting yesterday, and I said, listen, you know, at some point you went 20 of 22. You set an all-time NCAA record in Memorial Stadium for completion percentages, and I know it can get frustrating, but what we need to do in the win in that game was just to make sure that we didn't give them a freebie, give them something that when our defense wasn't on the field. So the recipe against Nebraska might be totally different than it will be against a future opponent or what has been in the past. There probably are some similarities between the way this game ended and kind of the Minnesota game. I felt at the Minnesota game, once we were up a couple scores, I really didn't feel that our defense was going to allow them to do that, and we manipulated our offense that way. So every game's a little bit different. We're, you know, statistically where we are offensively. One stat jumped out to me, Brett shared with me, that a year ago we were like 124th in completion percentage in the country. This week we're number one in the country. I mean, that's 124 spots, right? Like, that doesn't just happen by chance. That's deliberate. Obviously, there's a quarterback involved there, but there's also a play caller. There's all the same receivers, all the same running backs, all the same coaches, other than obviously the offensive coordinator. So a lot of positive things about our offense to get excited about.
Coach, on Tuesday, the college football playoff standings come out.
Yeah.
And you'll probably be ranked for the first time here. What's that mean to you, program-wise, for the staff, the coaches? What's it mean?
For me, it's awesome, right? But I think what it's great for is the University of Illinois. I think it's great for our fan base. For Josh, for the people that have been here through all that stuff, for our players. I saw a great quote from I don't know if it was Sid or Chase, but one of them asked about, you know, the value of where we're at right now, and he said it's a lot different than my freshman year, right? A lot different, and you should just enjoy the moment. I thought it was incredible. Sid got interviewed on the field right after our game, right? So here's a guy that just had 2 passes picked off, played a pretty complete game, and the reporter asked him, you know, what it would mean to win the Big Ten West, and he said, our work's not done. We still have a lot of football in front of us. And it just goes to show the demeanor of our football team. I think our team will be enjoyed being talked about, and it'll be awesome to speak of it, right? But listen, we're into Michigan State. We're into what we can do. We want to play Michigan State as strong as we can play them, right? And let the cards fold as they are, and then we'll get into another game week preparation here against Purdue. But I get the question. I think it's awesome. But again, it's just part of the process of what we're on.
It's 6 o'clock, I think, tomorrow night. Will you take this second to watch or no?
No, I mean, I won't watch, but I'm sure I'll find out. Like, Brett literally updates me a minute on anything that we need. And I'm sure that with the anticipation of that, they'll have something prepared for me to send out, right? Like, whatever we ranked at. The only derivative of that is recruiting. It really, truly is. Wherever we're ranked tomorrow night, hopefully, it's just the start of where we're going to be ranked. It's a great part to be a part of, but by no means is it the end. And So Tuesday night is a big recruiting night for me. I'll definitely, at 7:30, 8 o'clock, I usually sit down with Pat Embleton, and we go through whatever host of players we're projecting for next year's roster. I'll go through and watch them all, and that's what I do on Tuesdays.
That is Brett Bielema, your Illinois football coach. Interesting that he does. He's very organized, I think. From everybody I talk to, it shows that he's very organized. So college football player, I don't know any of this stuff. Never had to. So tomorrow night there's a show then, and we'll see Illinois' name, I guess.
You will in the college football playoff rankings, which
Sweet.
Is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Let's be honest. That's pretty stinking cool. All right, the Cardinals got some good news. We got to keep up our talking Cardinals stuff.
Count the streak.
Let's go.
We need a little thing
do.
On the board.
We totally do. That would help us remember to talk Cardinals baseball. They did get some good news this week, and we'll touch on that when we return. It is The Drive.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We're featuring Sergeant Bradley Corral, has been with the Champaign Police Department nearly 17 years, oversees a team of 11 detectives in the Criminal Investigations Division. He and his team look at about 1,500 investigations annually. It's Brad Corral. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How is it when people accuse police of stuff comes at you all the time?
Absolutely.
You know in your heart it's not true.
Correct.
You know the people you work with aren't that way.
Right.
How do you just keep walking?
Well, I've done this now for 20 years as of last month. It does still hurt at times when you get accused of things that you know you're not, but you learn over time that it's just something you have to kind of separate. You know, there's a job to do. You have a profession that is very professional with a lot of great gals and guys that do a good job. So you have to focus on those things and try not to let the negativity bring you down.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
If you want a steak, I mean a steak, prepared the way you want it, you've got to go to Long Branch Steakhouse. Hi, it's Jay Lehman. It's been over a year since I was introduced to Donnie at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. And when I want a great steak, that's where I go. And the sides, the Brussels sprouts, the mac and cheese, and the salad with Donnie's secret frog dressing. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. There's always room for the Long Branch Steakhouse.
Totally Christmas open house one last weekend at Prairie Gardens. Enjoy three final days of Christmassy open house cheer this Friday through Sunday. Sip and shop with food tastings and brand new collections. Enjoy exclusive three-day open house specials and enter to win your favorite decorated Christmas tree free. One last weekend this Friday through Sunday with a Totally Christmas open house at Prairie Gardens, your Christmas destination for over 50 years.
There is one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
Mike Maron has been serving as your Republican state representative in the 104th District. Mike is a family farmer deeply involved in agriculture in Illinois. Mike Maron is also a small business owner and knows the effects of the economy. Maron will continue to work on the issues in East Central Illinois and our state.
The safety of our people is a priority. If you jeopardize their well-being, you will be held accountable.
Real values, real results, re-elect Mike Maron. Paid for by citizens to elect Mike Maron.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
At Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people with amazing service, great design advice, and unbeatable selection, and the best prices in town. It's the perfect time to update your home with waterproof flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. Then complete your rooms by shopping our incredible selection of furniture and accessories. We also offer great financing options. Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people.
Everyone at Mattex Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical is eternally grateful for the contributions and sacrifices made by the men and women who protect our freedoms in our armed forces. The annual Veterans Day giveaway is one of the ways that Mattex gives thanks and honor to these heroes. For the seventh consecutive year, Mattex is giving away a complete HVAC system and installation to a deserving veteran and their family. Nominations will be accepted and the winner will be announced on Veterans Day. To learn more, visit mattexservice.com/veterans.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going
to
make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, champagne.com.
One of the most frustrating things homeowners deal with are those stubborn drains that never seem to drain right. Slow or backing up drains, Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Get your home's drains working properly again with the Hydro Jetting Machine. And for those issues that you just can't see, the underground camera inspection can get those stubborn clogs. Thinking about your sump pump, Dogtown also offers maintenance agreements for your entire home's plumbing needs. Call Dogtown today at 217-841-4728 for a home inspection. Mention this commercial for an additional 10% off. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Illinois football is back. Shop at Game Day Spirit this fall and gear up to support your Fighting Illini football team. With great football designs and brand new apparel from top brands, they're the one-stop shop to get everything you need this football season. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante, Derek Piper, ESPN Radio. As mentioned, Illinois football dominating the talk. We talked a little Illinois basketball. Baseball, game three of the World Series, notched at one, is tonight, game three. What are you expecting? I mean, you know, Houston, I mean, Philly won that first game, came from behind. And then, of course, Houston gets it done in game two. I just feel like it's the Astros series.
I hope you're wrong.
I know.
But now that it'll get interesting for Philly without as much pitching rotation depth.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've thrown Wheeler and Nola. Can they, with Syndergaard, with Ranger Suarez, can they win some of these games, albeit at home? It was huge to take one in Houston and come back on that Friday night where I was at the Illinois game. I'm sure a lot of other people were watching there and saw 5-0 Astros early. Like, oh,
here we go.
Astros dominating yet again. But to come back and win that late was a huge deal to get one there. Now you got Syndergaard on the hill for Philly, McCullers for the Astros. They're just going to have to outslug them.
Yeah.
And we know that Philly's got the lineup to do it. It's just whether they can step up and get the job done and get at least a decent start out of – what used to be Thor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's one of those, you hear that name. You hear that Syndergaard name, and you're like, oh, well, hey, that's pretty good. But he just hasn't been the same.
Doesn't throw upper 90s anymore.
No.
And it gets a lot tougher. I hope they just play. I hope they're able to play this game because there's a ton of rain in the forecast. Hope they can get it in.
Okay. We're already it's already a November ending to the World Series, and we may have to push it back even further there. The St. Louis Cubs, by the way, the 630 that corrected me was Kyle, our intern. So thanks, Kyle. Thanks for the correction. Arenado has opted in to 2027. So if I have this correct, the Colorado Rockies will pay $16 million next season in contracts to the Cardinals. They'll give them $16 million to help pay for that. That was going to happen whether or not Arenado opted in or not. And then I believe now that he's opted in, the Rockies will then owe $5 million a year all the way until 2027, which is crazy. That seriously has to be one of the worst. If the Cardinals go on to win a World Series, that would have to go down as one of the top three, like, steals the Cardinals have ever done. And they've done a few. I mean, that just, it's remarkable. And the year that Arenado had, and to think that you've got him now. Now he's what, 1-for-2? He was struggled a little bit his first season with St. Louis, but you still, I mean, you know, epic defense. So that helps. That's saving runs right there. And then last year, he and Goldschmidt just put on a show for the most part. So I don't know. I mean, it's nice to know Nolan's coming back and you've got your third base and what, Goldie's there for another 2 years? Is that right? So basically,
believe so.
You got your corners essentially covered for the next 2 years.
I think it's a good feeling with all-star level talent. And I've been 90 to 95% sure that, I'm not sure, but confident that Nolan would opt back in, knowing how much money he's in line to make. I don't know how much, if he went back into an open market, how much more he would really command. But $35 million for the next two seasons, then 32 as a 34-year-old, $27 million at 35, and then 15 on the very back end when he turns 36.
Well,
I like it.
That's a doable contract.
But as far as the Rockies go, the super confusing thing, and especially, like you said, if the Cardinals win a World Series with Nato, and if Chris Bryant continues to be injury plagued, they traded Nato, but then shelled out a bunch of money to pay Chris Bryant $27 million a year for the next 5 years. Yikes. So if Chris Bryant's hurt and then Nolan goes and wins the World Series for the Cardinals, it will be one of the worst trades you remember here in a while.
It's crazy. It really will be crazy. But, hey, all right, so the Cardinals have him.
Speaking of trades.
Yes.
Roquan Smith.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you brought that up. I knew there was something we were forgetting.
Going to the Ravens for a second-round pick and a fifth-round pick.
I mean, I know that that's the going rate for these things, but it always seems like you don't get enough out of it.
I agree.
I know that probably there are what's the word I'm looking for? The, like, that I hate in baseball?
Analytics
that show, how much a second round pick is worth compared to this and that and all that. I just, Roquan Smith is a dude that'll get you 12 tackles a game. And if to me, if I'm the Bears, I know I'm going to have all this money next year. Why would you want to get rid of him? Isn't he young?
He's very young. He's like 24 years old.
So why?
They don't want to sign him for top of the market dollar. $20 million a year, whatever it would cost to pay him as much as Fred Warner and Shaq Leonard. And speaking of analytics, the analytics say while Roquan is, I believe, the leader in the NFL in tackles right now,
he's still only a linebacker.
He's only an off-ball linebacker, not an edge rusher. And his grade outs and coverage and just in general are down this year. So, well, the Ravens know how to evaluate linebackers. They want him. They're going to be on the hook to make the trade worthwhile to sign him long-term.
Sure.
The Bears now have just a ton of draft picks and a ton of money to spend. My only caution as a Bears fan, I don't love this trade. I don't hate it either. I think that it's just you're putting so much into Ryan Poles having a stellar draft. And also, you could spend that same money in other places or for a different linebacker similar to Chris Bryant.
Right.
And if you get it wrong, you could end up with a player a lot worse than Roquan Smith. You got to spend money somewhere.
Right.
So that's kind of where you're like, oh, a team that doesn't have a lot of marquee names in general.
That's interesting.
Get rid of one of the guys that are actually pretty good.
I don't like it. I don't know why. I don't like it. But you're right. I mean, there's like certain positions are just valued so much more. But you'd think a leading tackler would be a guy you'd want on your team. And you know you can afford him, and he's young. I mean, you're going to get him for the next 3 or 4 years. And I don't know what his contract will be. Is it going to be a long?
He's due for an extension after. They could franchise him after this year.
Oh, okay. And you can do that twice, right? You can franchise a guy twice, or did they change that? And the franchise tag, in case you're listening and have never heard of that, you can franchise a player on your team and they have to stay on your team, but you have to pay them what the average salary is of the top five at that position. So if he's an inside linebacker, you look at the top five inside linebacker salaries, average that out, and I think that he has to make that salary. So you're going to spend a lot of money on it, but the good news is you keep him. The other thing is it kind of ticks the player off.
Right.
So that's not always the best way to go about it, but hey, I'm sorry. If you want to pay me 5%, top 5% of what radio guys in Illinois are doing, then I'll gladly stay with Stevie another year, even though I don't want to. No, I'm kidding. I do want to, but you get the point. It's like, okay, I'll stay. We got to get out of here.
We do.
Jay Lehman Hour.
Trick-or-treaters.
Awesome. Oh, sweet. Here we go.
They're out and about.
Great, and they're probably wanting candy here. You've got your Twix you got to give them.
You mean hurry to my car.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Totally Christmas open house one last weekend at Prairie Gardens. Enjoy three final days of Christmassy open house cheer this Friday through Sunday. Sip and shop with food tastings and brand new collections. Enjoy exclusive three-day open house specials and enter to win your favorite decorated Christmas tree free. One last weekend this Friday through Sunday with a Totally Christmas open house at Prairie Gardens, your Christmas destination for over 50 years.
Congratulations to Sarah Champagne. Sarah Honda has won the President's Award. This is an award recognizing the best Honda dealerships in America. Sarah Honda has achieved excellence in sales, service, and customer satisfaction. When you go into Sarah Champagne, you'll see what winning the Honda President's Award means with their outstanding focus on you. Visit Sarah Champagne and experience excellence with not only Honda, but GMC, Buick, BMW, and Subaru. Sarah Champagne, off Neal at Burwash in Savoy.
PDR Automotive in Urbana is a locally owned repair shop, and they've now serviced over 250,000 vehicles in their near 50-year history. Now, that's more than four times the size of a sold-out Memorial Stadium. It's more than all Division I athletes in the country combined. That's more than the entire population of Champaign County. That's more than, well, you get the idea. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hello, I am John Brown, lifelong Champaign County resident and candidate for sheriff. From an early age, my parents taught my three brothers and me the importance of putting people first. I have never forgotten that during my 32-year law enforcement career. My entire adult life has been committed to public service, both inside and outside law enforcement. It is all about people and relationships. As sheriff, I will continue to put people first by working with other law enforcement leaders to address violent crime and increasing community outreach. I will provide proper oversight of day-to-day operations of the Sheriff's Office and face challenges head-on, especially the critical staffing and morale issues at the jail, and I will implement best practices. Putting the people of Champaign County first means electing a sheriff with real experience, proven leadership, and trusted judgment. I am John Brown, and I ask for your vote on November 8th. Paid for by the Friends of John Brown.
Illinois football is back. Shop at Game Day Spirit this fall and gear up to support your Fighting Illini football team. With great football designs and brand new apparel from top brands, they're the one-stop shop to get everything you need this football season. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.